From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 17, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that under the budget proposed by the Hudson Board of Estimate and Apportionment and announced by Mayor William J. Hallenbach Jr. last week, city property taxes would be increased by 1% in 2016. Hallenbach also announced the board's intention to create two reserve funds for future expenses. Under the proposed plan, spending in the treasurer's office, the city clerk's office, adult recreation, code enforcement, and cemetery fund would increase. Hallenbach said city fees such as parking meters, vending permits, plumbing licenses, and dog licenses will remain the same next year. There are no proposed increases to the water and sewer bills, and department overtime will be capped at 10%. Permanent part-time employees in the cemetery, public works, code enforcement, youth, and parking offices will receive a 2% raise. City Clerk Tracy Delaney, Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry, and Code Enforcement Officer Craig Haig could receive pay hikes of 1%. Hudson residents have the opportunity to sound off on the proposed spending plan tonight, Tuesday, November the 17th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the City Hall. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that both sides have lawyered up, but the status of negotiations between the Catskill Central School District and Superintendent Kathleen Farrell remains unknown. Farrell was placed on administrative leave for unspecified personal reasons last month. On November the 7th, the board hired Anne-Marie Barkman as interim superintendent from November the 2nd to December the 1st at a rate of $800 per day, according to documents acquired by the Daily Mail in response to a Freedom of Information Law request. That same night, the board retained the Albany-based Honeywell Law Firm to represent the district through June 30, 2016. Farrell is now represented by Douglas Hergott of Harris Beach. Neither Farrell, her attorney, or board president Andrew Jones offered comment when contacted last week. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freedman that Bard College officials have announced the college plans for Montgomery Place. President Leon Botstein announced during a recent public question and answer session the Bard Prison Initiative, the Center for Civic Engagement, and the Hannah Art Center would move into the three main Montgomery Place buildings, thereby freeing space on campus for more student housing. He said the move would add 100 beds for students on the college campus. Bard announced in September the purchase of the historic estate, which included close to 400 acres of land. Botstein said the property was purchased with the understanding that long-time contracts would remain in place with farmers who farm Montgomery Place. Botstein says he expects there will be public access to the property and the main house, but college officials want to determine how to approach restoration. The main building at Montgomery Place is a federal-style house built in the early 19th century. It was originally used by the members of the Livingston family. The estate was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1975 and designated as a National Historic Landmark in 1992. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale writes in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane School District is reporting a 5% decrease in enrollment for the 2015-16 school year. At a recent Board of Education meeting, Superintendent George Zini reviewed the enrollment numbers for this year, showing 1,849 students were enrolled in the district as of the fall, down from 1,942 last year. Zini said it is likely enrollment will change as the year progresses. He said enrollment has decreased by 540 during the past 14 years, which is consistent with estimates contained in an enrollment study conducted by the district in 2008. Zini said the school population will stabilize over the next 2 years. He said, and I quote, "Overall, we're kind of about where we're going to be for the next few years," end quote. Adding that declining enrollment was an issue throughout the Northeast. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, Rich Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Board of Regents is finalizing what will likely be a request for $2.4 billion in education funding from the state during the 2016-17 fiscal year. That request is higher than the $2.2 billion increase that a consortium of education groups, including the School Boards Association and Teachers Union, wants. The regents are looking at $75 million for career-oriented courses, such as those found in vocational programs, and doubling of the $75 million allocated this year for persistently struggling schools, and another $400 million for items such as transportation and building costs, which are distinct from regular operating costs, which go largely to teaching staffs. The board will finalize this request in December. At the same time, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's staff is finalizing their proposal for release in January. The Senate and Assembly then develop spending plans, all of which go into the annual budget negotiations. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 51 degrees. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 25. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 50 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of drizzle or light rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 46 degrees. And on Thursday, showers or drizzle likely before 10 a.m., then showers after 10 a.m. with a temperature high near 59 degrees. Showers likely and mostly cloudy with a low around 45 on Thursday night. Sunrise today was at 6:49 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:32 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 17th day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.